Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. If I sound like I'm talking with my mouth full, I am. They just brought up some of this wonderful, wonderful Texas mesquite smoked barbecue chicken. Moist, tender, juicy, really flavorful. It's fantastic. We are out at St. Pete's Lutheran Church in Door, Michigan, 18th Street, just south of Door, doing a big chicken barbecue for Operation Injured Soldiers. And I'm going to eat some chicken now and let Bob talk.
That's a good idea. You know, after meeting Philip and his father, he's got a great father who came up from Texas, southern Texas. Tasting that chicken, I would say that's Texas barbecue right there. The flavor profiles, you can tell this kid grew up with that profile. And again, in Texas, a little different profile than this fellow that's on the live line. I love Texas barbecue, their brisket, you know, and I love going out to Kansas City and that whole experience. Do we have Mr. Chris Marks on the line?
I'm right here, Bob.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, nothing, just out in St. Louis this weekend.
Well, we are absolutely doing radio and pigging out on chicken at the same time, so we'll alternate microphones depending on who's got a mouthful. This stuff is good, buddy. You'd like it.
Oh, yeah. I like Texas style. I really do. We do a lot of Texas style cooking anyway. We're sort of bred that way because in Kansas City, we cook everything. So we're a mixture of everything.
Yeah, the Texas style, if you don't know, as we're learning it up here, is it's the mesquite that they use. It's a hardwood smoke fire that they do it in an offset smoker. He's had this chicken on for a couple hours. I'm not exactly sure what the seasonings are, but it's a uniquely different profile with that mesquite wood.
Yeah, absolutely. It is totally different. The mesquite has a lot more oil in it than the woods that we traditionally smoke with. So it gives it a richer flavor, but it also gives it a really quick flavor. So you really have to be careful when you're using mesquite. Another option to mesquite they use down in Texas is they use a lot of pecan. And the pecan's a little bit more of a mellow wood versus the mesquite. It's sort of part of the hickory family, but again, it imparts a great smoke flavor.
I agree. I love pecan. Matter of fact, you just shipped me a couple bags. Thank you very much. I got my truck yesterday. You are working on getting healthy like the rest of us baby boomers, and you've been playing around with a variation of the bacon explosion. Why don't you tell us how you did that?
Right. Everybody, when they think of the bacon explosion, they think of massive calories and bacon and sausage. But what we're trying to do is take it to another level because, again, you know, a lot of people aren't going to like those really, really fatty meats. So what we've done is, between me and my wife, we've developed a chicken explosion and also a turkey explosion. And I was really, really surprised with the texture that came from the ground chicken. It was unbelievable. And we started out very mellow with it at first. We used some Three Little Pigs poultry seasoning on it, a little salt and pepper, and did a traditional bacon weave, rolled it into that traditional bacon weave so we had that nice, juicy outside, cooked it for about 2 hours, to about 160 degrees, and it was phenomenal. And we messed around with the turkey a little, too, and what we did with the turkey, we sort of did the same process with the turkey, except we cut up some jalapenos, and we mixed the jalapenos within to give it more of a little Southwest zing. And, again, it just gives it such a great flavor, and, again, it's very good for you.
Okay, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We're up in the smoking mitten, and we're talking about that voodoo that you do with Chris Marks, nine-time world champion barbecuer and a great friend of the show, personal friend as well, and a guy that's taught me an awful lot about barbecue and helping out the folks of the Great Lakes area get their barbecue on. And, you know, talking about chicken explosion, this barbecue guy, Chris, set this giant plate of chicken in front of Joppy, and it has been exploding. There's nothing but skin and bones here. He brought two halves here, and the reason I'm doing all the talking is because he He's so busy right now. He can. You want to say something, Joppy? You got.
I'm just picking a chicken out of my teeth. But no, Chris, for those that don't know this explosion, you're using the ground turkey or ground chicken, and you're forming it in a log, and then you're basket weaving bacon around the outside of it, correct?
Absolutely.
So it's not like a chicken breast or a turkey leg or something like that. It's ground meat. I just want to make sure everybody understood that, because they're really easy to make if you just know what ingredients you got to have.
And the great thing about it, again, Randy, it just the texture was unbelievable. It just really surprised me on the texture of the way they came out, especially with the chicken. And the turkey came out close to the same, but the chicken was phenomenal. And, you know, of course, the big deal about chicken is how we're going to keep it moist. And it just works. I mean, it works really well with the ground. And
I think the bacon took care of that for
you.
I think the bacon took care of that for you.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, you probably got a class to teach today or a big event to go barbecue for, so we won't keep you any longer, but sure appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. If you want to check out Chris on Facebook, go to Three Little Pigs on Facebook, go to Ace of Hearts, or check out Chris Marks on Facebook, and you can always go to Ace of Hearts Barbecue or thegoodone.com. And see all his great recipes and where his classes are. You can find him also on the KCBS class schedule website. He's doing classes all over the country, and he's a busy guy. So thanks so much for taking time with us this morning, Chris.
Thanks, Randy. Thanks, Bob.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, that was Chris Marks from Ace of Hearts Barbecue Specialties. They're the company that produces those good one smokers that we love to cook on so much. Speaking of cooking, Bob, last night I had a couple over to the house. First time they've been to the house, and went over and grabbed some of those Delmonico steaks from another one of our butchers, one that's kind of in my neighborhood, the Grist Mill out in Cannonsburg.
Gordy can cut some meat.
Yeah, Gordy can cut some meat. And I wanted to break down a little topper that I made for it. Really simple, but boy, did everybody just really like it. And it's real simple. I took a half a stick of butter, unsalted butter. Right?
Good start.
That's right. And let it come to room temperature. I'm not going to melt it. I just let it come to room temperature. I took a sun-dried tomato. You can buy those in a jar, right? Dried it off, minced it all up, and then I took a little bit of basil, and I took about a tablespoon of garlic, minced garlic, and I mixed that all together in the butter, and then I put it in I rolled it into a little ball, and then put them back in the fridge for about an hour, and after I took that steak off the grill, I took and put one of those little pats of butter on top of each steak, and that fresh butter, sun-dried tomato, basil, and garlic, it just added a great little flavor profile right on top of that steak. Easy to do. I put the whole thing together in 5 minutes. I did it about an hour before they got there. It's just a great little topper.
And you wowed the crowd.
I did, and it's easy for you guys to do. Again, stick of butter, sun-dried tomato, basil, and garlic. Maybe a little salt in there, too, if you wanted it, but I season my steaks while I'm cooking them. So,
yep, great little deal. That's choosing your flavor over your finance right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Ruth's Chris makes a great steak, and they use infrared to make their steaks, and they dip every one of their steaks in butter right before they serve it to you and put it on that sizzling plate, one of their little secrets.
Yeah, that's why it's crackling, right? Yeah. You know, you pretty much, you're probably not high on the health meter, but you pretty much can't go wrong with butter when you barbecue.
It's actually one of the healthy fats, so, you know, it's better than one of those four-syllable items that you put on.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You can't spell, and you don't really know
you
what it is
nope,
anyway.
You shouldn't have it.
Exactly.
If you can't pronounce it, don't eat it.
Yeah.
We are being produced on-site today by Orange Julius, is doing a great job running around here, keeping our stuff on the table and keeping us technically up and running. We're actually broadcasting clearly today. The Lutherans have a good line for us. And thanks to Brian Fongers back in the booth, the man with the big sticks in his hands and pulling all the big knobs and buttons. So thanks to Brian for producing this show. What is your biggest grilling challenge? Hit us on Facebook. What's your biggest grilling challenge? And in the next segment, we're going to talk about something that we're going to be donating to Operation Injured Soldiers. You'll want to listen in because this is going to be huge. It all ties together. And come on back here. We got some chicken. You got to come out here.
We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.